The voice of the racers, Neil Bradley, is back with me on Sounds Good. Neil, thanks for being back on the show today.
Glad to be here.
It's been a long time since we've talked. The holidays kind of have that time warp effect on you. We've actually missed a half dozen games, starting with Bethel. And the beginning of that slate looked pretty good for the racers, but they've hit a bit of a speed bump over the last couple of games. So let's go back to Bethel and just start with that game. A fairly easy racer win there.
Yeah, as it was supposed to be. It's one of those that's, I guess, a money game for their program. They get, a bit of a check to come and play. But, you know, the racers took care of business as they wanted to. You're supposed to win that one by a lot, and they did. And that was one of the few games where the racers were able to play a lot of the freshmen. So we got to see significant minutes. At times they looked okay. At times they looked like freshmen, as you might expect. Part of the learning process. But the schedule really hasn't been friendly to allow those kind of games. Usually, and to be honest, when you have a young team, you like having two or three of those games where those guys can get 20-plus minutes, but it just hasn't lent themselves to that to this point. And I think that's kind of hampered the development from the freshmen, at least to this point.
The next game was Evansville. The Racers did win that by 12, and that was the biggest margin of any of the other games we're going to talk about. How tough was Evansville in that game?
Evansville got off to a great start. Led, I believe, by 12 points, a little over 6 or 7 minutes into the game. And things were looking bleak for the Racers. They weren't making shots. They weren't getting back on transition defense. They were allowing open threes. I know at the under 12 timeout, Coach Prohm went into the huddle, and I asked him after the game what he told him. He just said, guys, we're just going to start over. We're 8 minutes in. Let's just start from this point on and see what happens. Made it a close game at the half, took the lead early in the second half, never relinquished it. And it looked really good. And that's the same Creighton team that they played Butler close. They played Creighton close, even though they lost both of those games. And the Racers got a really good win there at Evansville. So a solid win, one of the best that the Racers have had this season.
Followed it up with Western, one of the games that the Racers love to win. And it was a really good game, but the Racers pulled that one out.
I know Western battling some injuries at the guard slots, but they had a couple of guys step up for them, as you might expect. They're a deep team. I mean, they're off to a 3-0 start in the Sun Belt as we're heading into this first weekend of 2013, and likely could win it. Them, along with Middle Tennessee, considered the two favorites, even though they have the injuries. But it was a tough game, as you might expect. Western battled hard. The Racers never could get that run going to pull away. I think a lot of that just with the Racers having to play the bench. The bench not conducive to having to play two or three players and pulling away. So anytime you have foul trouble, as the Racers had in the Western game, you're going to have to play freshmen. And Coach Prohm, I think, sometimes sees that to the detriment, at least in the early going. But, down the road, I think it's something that will pay off. But here early on, they've just struggled because of the lack of bench depth. But made the shots they needed to make to win. Isaiah Cannon played well in that one. Ed Daniel, a good game. And Brandon Garrett continued his really good play with another solid game against Western.
And you follow that up with a win against Arkansas State. It wasn't an easy game, but they did prevail 61-54.
Yeah, that was one of those in person. Gosh, it was ugly by both teams. Racers didn't really play a great game offensively or defensively. Neither did Arkansas State. The numbers would reflect, it looks like they played very well defensively. But there's a ton of open shots missed in that one. But the Racers played well enough to win. Stacy Wilson didn't shoot the ball well. In fact, that sort of started a string of poor shooting for Stacy, which really consumed several games. But what he did do is rebound well. He had a double-double in that game, double figures in rebounds. And he, in fact, over his last five games, is averaging 7 rebounds a game out of the guard spot. That's simply amazing. Yet also over his last five games, he was shooting 21% from three-point range. So it seems to have he rebounds better, doesn't shoot as well. Hopefully he can get that balanced out at some point. But nevertheless, it was a good win and a tough environment. The fans there were pretty rowdy, even though it wasn't a big crowd. But fortunately, the Racers able to survive and get out of there with a victory. I think Coach Prohm said he was just glad to get out and get on to the next game.
That brings us up to the last couple of games, both of which the Racers ended up losing. I want to talk about Dayton and Valparaiso. Both of these programs have had really good teams in the past. This year's addition of those teams? Are they classic Dayton and Valparaiso teams, or did the Racers just have off nights against tough competition?
No, they're really good teams. Dayton, even though I think they're picked middle of the pack in the A-10, I believe they're going to end up much better than that. They're probably among the top three or four teams in a really good Atlantic 10 this season, and that's a difficult environment to play in. It's one of the toughest in the nation. A lot of folks don't realize it. They had over 12,000 fans in that game, and that's a typical crowd for University of Dayton Arena. And the Racers in a spot really to do well. They led by 5 at halftime, pushed the lead out a little further than that. But they had about a 3-minute stretch where they made poor decisions with the ball, didn't get back on transition defense. I thought made really bad shot decisions, not just by one or two players, but maybe three or more players. And that little 3-minute stretch cost them, something that we didn't see much with the team last year. But we just have to get over last year's team. That was last year's team. This team is going to have to find its identity. They're still looking for that. And in that contest, I think we were able to see that this is a team that still has some flaws. The bench maybe still hasn't developed as they'd like. I know that seems to be a recurring theme with every game, but starting to get some good contributions. Even in that contest, in the first half, we saw good contributions from Jeffrey Moss and a couple of the other freshman players. So progress has been made, but Dayton's tough. Then you get on to the Valparaiso. This is a team that's picked to win the Horizon League. They won the Horizon League last year. It's a really good league. They're going to win 20 or more games this season. And you lost this game to a team that has 7 seniors on the roster. I mean, they are really deep, experienced. They have size, quickness, depth. Just added a guy. They really needed a little dose of quickness and speed, and they got that South Florida transfer, Doherty kid, that they just added to the lineup. And that has really helped them coming into the Racer game. And only 4 games, he'd average 15 points a game. So he's really given them quite a boost, and I think that'll show in their record for the rest of the season. But, I mean, they went to the Pit in New Mexico and I think lost by 1 possession out there. So to come into the CFSB Center, play the Racers as well as they did, and they, again, had that little stretch the Racers did where they didn't get it done, didn't get rebounds. Terrible rebounding day. One of the worst, I think, that we've seen in a while for the Racers. That's something they have to rectify, and they have to just make better decisions on their shots. We're seeing a little bit of that. I think Isaiah's forcing a few that maybe he normally wouldn't do that. He just feels the pressure, I think, to make the shots. Stacy doing the same thing. You know, he's a very confident kid. He feels if he's missed 5 in a row, he'll still make the next one. But I think they'll just have to reevaluate a little bit as to what they're going to do in that regard.
Putting the wins and losses behind us, did this non-conference schedule do what it needed to do to prepare the Racers for the OVC, now including Belmont, which has played a murderous schedule themselves?
Yeah, and I think that's the thing that is going to help, because now we can take a look at what the Racers are going to face from here on, and I'm not counting Belmont among them. They're really good. But there's not going to be a starting lineup that they will face other than the Bracket Buster game. We don't know who that'll be yet. That will have more talent on the floor than the Racers do. The bench, those freshmen who really struggle against an experienced bench at some of the better schools that we have played early on, are going to have a much better chance as they gain more experience as the season goes on against the OVC team. And I think you're going to notice a huge difference in that. And I believe, if not Saturday night, then early next week we'll probably see the first action from Latrez Muschat. I don't think he'll be at 100%, maybe at any point this season. But having him even at 70, 75%, when you consider the fact that we thought he was lost for the season when he injured his Achilles this past summer, and the fact that we're even considering that he's playing, I think is a testament to how hard he's worked, the training staff, the medical staff, and how hard they've really worked. And just adding that little bit of experience for the Racers, I think, will help volumes when it gets into the tougher games. And they have one of these Saturday night, Southeast Missouri, with Tyler Stone and crew. I mean, they're really good. Nino Johnson, those guys, they're going to be tough at the Show Me Center. And their fans are hungry for a winning program over there. And it looks like they're close to turning the corner with the bunch that they have. Racers are going to be in for a fight Saturday night. And there's about 5 teams right now, but one of them they don't have to be concerned about, Jacksonville State. They're ineligible due to some APR problems, so they will not be eligible. You think Tennessee State will be playing better. Belmont's been good. They're going to continue to be good. And Eastern Kentucky, I think, has been phenomenal to this point. They've been a bit of a surprise. Moorhead's run hot and cold, a bit of a cold streak right now, but I think they're capable of beating anybody as well in the OVC, and they could be kind of a dark horse later in the season.